This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wa al-musaleen, Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasleeman kathiran amma ba'd. My brothers and my sisters, I don't want to take more than 5 minutes of your time. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in his kitab Lataif al-Ma'arif, he said, كيف لا تجري للمؤمن على فراق رمضان دموع وهو لا يدري هل يبقى له من عمره أو هل يبقى له في عمره من رجوع. How is it that the believer, he doesn't shed tears, he doesn't cry, that he is now about to depart the month of Ramadan and he doesn't know whether he is going to get another chance, he doesn't know whether he is going to be able to get another opportunity. This is why my brothers and my sisters, Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, in a tafsirah he says, لو قيل لأهل القبور تمنوا لتمنوا يوما في رمضان. If it was said to the people of the grave, make a wish, they would make the wish of being able to live for another day in the month of Ramadan. So also Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he quotes Ibrahim al-Nakhai saying, صوم في رمضان أفضل من ألف صيام في غيره. Being able to fast in the month of Ramadan for a day is better than a thousand days of fasting. تسبيحةٌ, doing a تسبيحة, saying سبحان الله, أفضل من ألف تسبيحة في غيره, is better than a thousand تسبيحةs that one can do outside the month of Ramadan. وركعةٌ في رمضان أفضل من ألف ركعة في غير رمضان. One ركعة in the month of Ramadan is better than a thousand. This is why my brothers and my sisters, we have these last few days. This is when one should be burning himself out. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in Madaris Salikin, he says, أهل الاستقامة في نهاياتهم أشد اجتهادا في بداياتهم. The people of istiqamah, the people who are steadfast, the people who are upright, in the nihaya, the ending of the ibadah, they strive harder and they exert more efforts than what they do in the beginning of the ibadat. This is why Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to us, don't let the horse be more smarter than you. إِنَّ الْخَيْلَ إِذَا شَارَفَتْ نِهَايَةَ الْمِضْمَارِ بَذَلَتْ قَصَارَ جُهْدَهَا لِتَفُوزَ بِالسِّبَاقِ. When the horse is getting to the end of the race, what does he do? It exerts all its effort. لِتَفُوزَ بِالسِّبَاقِ. So that she can win the race, right? And then he says, فَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَيْلُ أَفْطَنَ مِنْكَ. Don't let the horse be more intelligent than you. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا لَمْ تُحْسِنَ الْإِسْتِقْبَالِ لَعَلَّكَ تُحْسِنُ الْوَدَاعِ. If you did not do well in welcoming the month of Ramadan, then perhaps you will do better bidding it farewell. So my brothers and my sisters, if you feel like that you wasted your time, if you feel like you didn't benefit from your time, then wallahi, there's still hope. There is still hope. And this is what Hassan al-Basri mentioned. He said, أحسن فيما بقي يغفر لك ما مضى. Improve on your performance. Try to perfect that which remains, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive that which has passed. فاغتنم ما بقي. Try to seize the opportunity that you have. فإنك لا تدري متى تدركك رحمة الله. For indeed you don't know when the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, might come onto you. رُبَّمَا تَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ سَاعَةِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Perhaps it still might be in the last hour of Ramadan. This is the time, my brothers and my sisters, that we should be burning ourselves out. We know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? When the last 10 days used to enter, شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. He would tie his ma'wis, right? Ma'wis gives to do jizri. He would tighten it, it's figurative speech, meaning he would exert his efforts. In the first 20, he would do jam'. يَخْلِطُ بَيْنَ النَّوْمِ وَكَذَلِكَ بَيْنَ الْقِيَامِ. He would sometimes in the night, you know, parts of it he would sleep, and then the other times he would be standing. But in the last 10, he would be bringing it to life. He would be exerting all his efforts. And this is a man, my brothers and my sisters,
His past sins and his future sins were forgiven. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's saying to him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this to yourself? When she seen that his feet were becoming swollen. When Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven your past and your future sins. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave? This is the message sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and my sisters, where do we stand? Individuals who sin, who have accumulated so many filth and evil throughout the year. Don't you think it is awla upon us that we exert all this effort, that we try our utmost best? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard. Jazakum Allah khair for listening. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakum Allah khairan.